waking only at the sound of seagulls and the smell of docks. With an hour until the first train back, he'd wandered along the harbour to a cafe, where he sat with a mug of tea, surrounded by grinning dockers, listening to their low, Viking voices. On the train, he watched people getting on at each station with their suits and phones, and thought how landlocked life could be. I don't know how true it was, but it was a good story.